could feel accepted and comfortable with himself. As a result of feeling better about himself, Daniel developed a much stronger relationship with his sister, Jessica. "We fight, but deep down, we're close," he says. Daniel now realizes that even though Jessica's appearance is different from his, she has shared his struggle to be accepted. Daniel is anxious to help others who are still having a hard time. "It hasn't been easy for me," says Daniel. "I want to let other kids know what it took me a long time to figure out. Be proud of yourself and let people know who you are."
Okay, let's go over what happened to Daniel after he switched schools. He started hanging out with the black kids, hiding his Latino roots. But as much as Daniel liked the feeling of belonging, he also started to feel like a fake. He became ashamed of what he did to belong, like making fun of the Mexican-American kids. And when he used a Spanish word by mistake, he lost his friends and his girlfriend. After this happened, Daniel decided it was time to start accepting his multiracial identity. When some other kids made friends with him, he explained his background and they didn't reject him. He joined a support group for multiracial Americans and worked hard at school. Now, instead of worrying about where he belongs or lying in order to fit in, Daniel just accepts who he is, and other people accept him too. Even though their problems were very different, in some ways, Daniel's story is similar to Lisa's. They both went through some tough times and did some pretty stupid things. At a certain point, though, they both realized they wanted to change the way they were living, and with some help from other people, they did. Let's go on to the next story on page 23.